听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Each month in our profile feature, Studio Classroom likes to bring to your attention a person who, for one reason or another, we think is special. For the next 2 days, we're going to look at the life of a young woman named Bianca Ryan. What makes her so special? We'll find out after we take a peek at two key words. The first is childhood, as in growing up in the country, Kim's grandmother had a very happy childhood. The second key word is contest. Our example sentence reads, Diana won second place in her school's speech contest. Okay, once you look at the title, you'll be able to guess what makes this pretty young teen so special. Yes, her talent is in singing. In fact, some would say, Bianca Ryan was born to sing. Please join us now as we begin reading on page 13.
Bianca Ryan, born to sing. This pretty young teen surprises listeners with her powerful voice. Some people walk in their sleep, but 14-year-old Bianca Ryan sings in her sleep. It's something she began doing as a baby. She was just born to sing. Bianca was born on September 1st, 1994. She, her two brothers and sister, had a very normal childhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For Bianca, though, her love of music began early. Dancing became her first interest at the age of 3. The little girl later entered and won national dance contests.
Hello friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we're going to be learning about a wonderful young lady today named Bianca Ryan. She is a pretty young teen, only 14 years old, who surprises listeners with her powerful voice. This girl can sing.
And if you have ever seen her on TV or listened to her voice, you will agree she has an absolutely powerful voice for a young girl. Now, our article starts off by talking about people walking in their sleep. Esther, what is that?
Well, some people, when they are sleeping, they will sleepwalk. This is another way of saying walking in your sleep. And sometimes they don't even know that they are walking. But Bianca is different because she sings in her sleep.
I think the point here is that she's always singing. When she's awake, when she's sleeping, she is a singer. And singing is something she began doing as a baby. Even as a young girl, she was singing. In fact, as our author says, she was just born to sing. Let's stop for a minute on that sentence and go to Liz with some grammar on the go.
Hi, friends. It's time for Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm here in Las Vegas today to catch a show. No, it's not a Bianca Ryan concert, but it's a magic show. However, before I go, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. She was just born to sing. Usually, born means to come into the world by birth. For example, I was born in New York City. But when we say a person is born to do something, we're saying that that person has a natural ability to do something. In the case of today's sentence, she was just born to sing. It just means she just has a natural ability to sing. So, how else can we use this expression, born to do something? For example, certain dogs, such as the water spaniel, are natural swimmers. So we can say, water spaniels are born to swim. Or, John has always enjoyed running, and it's very easy for him to run for a very long time. Then we can say, John was born to run. Well, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, be sure to check out the other example sentences in today's grammar tip. That's it for now. Time for me to go catch my show. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Las Vegas. Goodbye.
So let's learn about Bianca and her childhood. She was born in September 1994, so she's only 14 years old right now, and she grew up in a very normal home. She has two brothers and one sister, and she had a very normal childhood. Now, Chip, can you help us define what your childhood is?
Well, a childhood is the period of time that a person is a child. So during her childhood, or the time that you could call her a child, it was pretty normal. She grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with a normal childhood.
And Philadelphia is quite a big city, and so you might know where Pennsylvania is. But this is really neat that she had a love of music from a very early age. We see her love of music began early. I'm not sure if maybe her parents encouraged her love of music or if it was just inside her, but either way, she loved it from a very young age.
She sang as a baby, and she loved to sing growing up. But our article says that one of her first interests was actually dancing. She loved to move to music and move and dance. And I'm sure that probably helped her to have a good rhythm, good beats for music.
So an interest is just something that you are interested in, or something that you like, or maybe something that you like to do. So her first interest in her life was dancing. I don't even know what my first interest was. It was probably something like animals, or maybe dinosaurs or something.
Yeah, I don't think mine was dancing either, or music, but I remember my parents encouraged me a lot to become interested in music. I wasn't as interested as they hoped I would be, but I'm guessing, Esther, music was one of your first interests. Am I right?
It was, yeah. I liked to listen to music even as a little child. But for Bianca, dancing was her first interest, and she began to like dancing when she was only 3 years old. In fact, she did so well, she later entered and won national dance contest. Now, contest is another important word, and a contest is like a race. It's a competition. It's a game where you want to win.
You compete with other people in a contest. Nowadays, there are so many different kinds of contests, and many of them are on television. We have singing contests, dancing contests, athletic contests. It seems like you can enter just about any contest nowadays.
That's true. There are many kinds of contests, and I think one of the big differences between a game or a sport and a contest is that in a contest, you have judges. You have people that judge the performance of those who are acting or singing or doing whatever is being judged.
I think the point here, too, is that she was participating in these national dance contests. So it was a contest that involved people from all over America. It just wasn't like a contest at her school. And she was winning them. So even at a very young age, her parents spotted a lot of talent in their little girl.
And this girl, Bianca, she wasn't afraid of crowds, because if you have to enter contests, you have to dance in front of hundreds of people and even on TV too. So I think she really was prepared to later become a singer.
I agree. Well, we have so much more to learn about Bianca. So right now, let's take a break. Let's watch a skit, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to Search for the Star. And here is our first guest, a young teenager from
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello there, young lady. So, what is your talent?
My talent is singing.
So, you are a singer.
Yes, I love singing. I was born to sing.
That's great.
Yes, and I've been singing since childhood.
That's wonderful.
Yes, sometimes I even sing in my sleep.
That's weird.
Before I sang, I danced. I entered dancing contests and won.
You must be a good dancer.
Yes, but I wasn't born to dance. I was born to sing.
So, you must be a good singer.
Oh, yes. You'll be amazed at my powerful voice.
I can't wait to hear it. So, everybody, let's listen to her.
Okay. Sing. I love to sing. I'll sing to you. I love to sing.
Wow, you are a good singer.
See, I blew you away with my powerful voice.
Yeah.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Well, what surprises most people is not that Bianca Ryan can sing. Lots of teenagers can sing, right? But what surprises people is she can sing so powerfully. Our author writes that Bianca started dancing at age 3, but 4 years later, at the tender age of 7, Bianca discovered something that would change her life. What was this life-changing discovery? We'll find out after we peek at the word amaze. The example sentence reads, Jeff was amazed by how hot it was when he was in Thailand. Okay, let's get back to the reading. Please follow in your magazines. We're starting now on line 11.
Bianca Ryan, born to sing. But by the age of 7, Bianca discovered that she really enjoyed singing. She sang her first solos in church. Soon after, she began singing the national anthem regularly for Philadelphia's professional sports teams. At 8, Bianca auditioned for a national talent show called Star Search. Everyone was amazed by her powerful voice. Even her own father said he had never heard her sing like that. Bianca took second place and began looking for more contests to enter.
Welcome back. We're talking about Bianca Ryan, who is an amazing little girl. And she has been winning national singing and dancing contests early in her childhood. And our article says that by the age of 7 years old, Bianca discovered that she really enjoyed singing.
So she loved music from a young age, but it was until she was 7 when she started to really enjoy singing. Before then, she had just, I think, been focusing mainly on dance. So, Esther, where did she get kind of her first start singing in front of groups of people?
Well, this is interesting because our text says she sang her first solos in church. Now, first, a solo is when you sing a song by yourself, or you sing the whole song, or maybe you just sing part of the song by yourself. It's not with a choir. You just do a solo. You sing a solo. Solo means one. And she sang her first solos in church. So apparently her family attended church, and that's where she sang her first solos.
And so then from church, she went on to, it sounds like, maybe bigger crowds and sang in front of bigger audiences, bigger crowds, when she began singing the national anthem. Now, that's one of our more information words. An anthem is a song, usually a song of praise, and a national anthem is a song that praises the nation. So I think most countries, maybe all countries, have some kind of national anthem that they sing.
Exactly. And when I think of this word, I often think of the word patriotic, because that is the kind of song it is. It's a patriotic song. It means it's about your country. It shows the love for your country. And before sports events, at least in America, and I think in other countries as well, the national anthem is often played. And I know that in many cities, they allow people to come in as guests and to sing the national anthem. And as a young child, Bianca was allowed to do this regularly in big arenas. We're talking thousands and thousands of people were able to hear her sing.
And she sang for Philadelphia's professional sports team. So big time audiences.
Now, remember, Bianca, when she sang for professional sports teams, she wasn't even 10. She was still a very young child, 7, 8, maybe even 9 years old. But at 8 years old, she did something, and she auditioned for a national talent search. Now, let's first take a look at this word, audition. If you audition for something, you try out for something. Usually we use this word when people are talking about trying out for plays or singing events or even TV shows.
Exactly. So you can try out for a sports team, but we don't usually call that an audition. We just say you try out or there are tryouts. But if it's something that involves some sort of performing arts or performance, we can use the word audition. So she auditioned for this talent show called Star Search. And if you're like me, I grew up watching Star Search. Did you ever watch it?
I definitely watched it. I definitely remember watching Star Search. But now it's been replaced with some other programs on television that do something similar as Star Search. And we'll talk about a couple of those programs here in the rest of the article.
Well, this TV show, Star Search, what it did was that young people could go and audition, and you would sing and dance and do different things that you were talented in, and they tried to pick people and choose them as roles in movies and TV dramas.
Right, and everyone who saw her perform on this show was amazed by her powerful voice. Now, if you are amazed by something, you are filled with wonder. It's kind of like you can't believe it. Maybe your mouth drops open because you're just so amazed, because this little girl has a powerful voice.
That's right. And when you use the word amazed, usually you say, I am amazed at something else. You are amazed at that beautiful scene or that person. You don't usually say, I am amazing. You say, that beautiful person or that beautiful scene is amazing. I am amazed.
And when Bianca sang at this National Star Search, even her father said he never had heard her sing like that. So she took second place in this contest, and she began looking for more contests to enter. Let's find out more about her later. Let's first go to the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and we're happy to have Doris here today for a chat. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken, and hi, everyone. It's good to be in the chat room again. I understand that we're talking about Bianca Ryan today.
Yes, we are. Our lesson tells us that as a child, Bianca began singing the national anthem regularly for Philadelphia's professional sports teams. Doris, why do people sing the national anthem before sporting events?
Well, singing the national anthem became really popular during World War II in the United States. It was a way of expressing patriotism. And it just caught on at sporting events and became a tradition.
Patriotism? What's that?
Patriotism is the love you have for your country. If you love your country, you're patriotic.
And that's the adjective.
That's right.
So singing the national anthem gives people a sense of belonging and national identity.
And a feeling of patriotism.
I see. 在美国如果你去看职业球赛，在球赛开始时会有人演奏或演唱 the national anthem, 国歌。这是早在二次世界大战就开始的一个传统，唱国歌能够让人们有归属感，也能够让人们表达他们的patriotism, 爱国情操，这是个名词，它的形容词是 patriotic, 就是爱国的。So, should I sing out loud when the national anthem is being played?
Well, sure, if you want to show your national pride, you could certainly sing out loud. But if someone is singing it as a solo, then you should just stand and listen.
Do I need to salute?
Not if you're a civilian.Some people put their right hand over their heart as they stand at attention. And you should face the flag if there is one. Also, don't forget to remove your hat if you're wearing one.
That's a good reminder. 当国歌在演奏时，现场的观众可以一起开口唱。但如果是有人在台上演唱国歌，就不要跟着唱。但一定要站立，把帽子脱掉。如果你只是一般的 civilian, 平民老百姓，就不必要 salute 敬礼。但是很多美国人会将右手放在左边的胸口上，面向国旗。
Well, Ken, I think it's time now for us to go to Michelle for the language tips.
Hi, everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章首先我们看 contest 这个名词。Contest 是指竞赛或比赛。例如 ,Sarah won a singing contest at school and has been very popular ever since. Sarah 在学校的歌唱比赛中获胜，从此就成了风云人物。或者是 ,Janet is the first runner-up at this beauty contest. Janet 在这个选美竞赛中得到了亚军。Contest 也可以当动词，是指争取，但是重音移到了第二音节，念成 contest。例如 ,the title was contested by 10 top swimmers, 十位顶尖的游泳好手在争取这个冠军的头衔。继续我们看的是 audition 这个动词。audition 我们学过当它当名词的时候是指招收演员的试镜。例如 ,the director is holding an audition for the leading actor tomorrow, 导演明天要举行男主角的试镜。但是 audition 在今天的课文中是当动词。是指为了某个角色试镜。如果要说明是哪个角色，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,Tim auditioned for the role of a teacher in the movie. Tim 试镜要饰演电影中老师这个角色。最后我们看的是 amaze 这个动词。amaze 是指大为惊奇或赞叹。例如 ,the boy's excellent memory of numbers amazes us. 这个男孩对数字优异的记忆力让我们感到惊讶。或者是It amazes me how much creativity this artist has. 这位艺术家的无穷创意让我赞叹。Amaze 也常常用被动语态，例如 ,The audience was amazed by the circus performance. 马戏团的表演让观众们惊叹。And that will be all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye!
Bianca Ryan, Born to Sing.This pretty young teen surprises listeners with her powerful voice. Some people walk in their sleep, but 14-year-old Bianca Ryan sings in her sleep. It's something she began doing as a baby. She was just born to sing. Bianca was born on September 1st, 1994. She, her two brothers and sister,had a very normal childhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For Bianca, though, her love of music began early. Dancing became her first interest at the age of 3. The little girl later entered and won national dance contests. But by the age of 7, Bianca discovered that she really enjoyed singing. She sang her first solos in church.Soon after, she began singing the national anthem regularly for Philadelphia's professional sports teams. At 8, Bianca auditioned for a national talent show called Star Search. everyone was amazed by her powerful voice. Even her own father said he had never heard her sing like that. Bianca took second place and began looking for more contests to enter.
Friends, people are continually amazed by Bianca's powerful voice. She once sang with such power and control, she surprised her own father. So, it was when Bianca was 8 years old that America, as a nation, was introduced to this powerful voice from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's when Bianca appeared on national television, and that was about 6 years ago. Now, what's been happening in Bianca's life since that television appearance? Join us tomorrow and find out. Friends, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have an amazing day. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.